Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Tuesday afternoon. We've been talking about Donald Trump's opposition to mail-in ballots, which feels all too convenient and is, of course, yet another brick in the wall that Republicans have been building between communities of color, disabled folks, young folks, university students, and folks that work 2-3 jobs to try to stay afloat. Another brick in the wall between them and exercising their voting rights. No idea why we make it so gosh darn hard here. There are ways to ensure that only folks that are properly citizens, all of this happens on a back end process. It's verified through the federal government, all that kind of stuff. And why the hell do we vote on Tuesdays? Make it make sense. We should be voting on the weekend. We got a couple of callers that maybe have questions for my special guest or I. Again, my guest, Angela Lang, Executive Director at Black Leaders Organizing Communities. Troy from Mount Horeb, say hi to Angela. What's your thought or question?
Hello, Angela. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, Troy.
I hope you guys are doing well.
Thank you.
Who dropped the ball and how did Tony get appointed to this? I haven't been able to find that out.
Tony get appointed to what specifically?
The special counsel for investigating the Wausau mayor.
Oh, you mean Eric? I thought you meant like, yeah. Hey, Uncle Tony. You mean Eric Tony, the DA in Washington.
Tony, yes. Yeah.
My former
DA from when I lived in Fond du Lac.
So thank you so much for the question, Troy, and I hope you're doing well as well. Josh Call's office basically recused itself. So did the district attorney in the county in which Wausau sits, also conflict of interest. So they needed a special prosecutor because you're dealing with a mayor. And so the sheriff's department picked the quote-unquote independent special prosecutor, Eric Tony. Now, I will say this. From what I have seen of Mr. Tony's record, other than this highly partisan nonsense about the drop boxes, which I would have think would have been a conflict because he already opined publicly about their legality, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen of him is that he has been a reasonable district attorney, but like up is down and left is right. So I remain extremely concerned. Can you imagine if Chevy Johnson started to meddle with election equipment and was like rolling it around? And I mean that with respect, Mayor Cavalier Johnson of the city of Milwaukee, what the righty whitey talkers would like, the freaking out that would be happening.
Oh yeah. Especially with it, Milwaukee, there's always this, you know, Zuckerbucks grants to Milwaukee and Green Bay, like all of that. There's always like Milwaukee is always doing something nefarious. Imagine if the mayor did that.
Yes, it's just such a double standard. Mm-hmm. Joe from Madison, say hi to Angela. What you got for us?
Hey, YouTube. Great show as always. 3 quick points. Number one, your granularity last week in discussing what people needed or could get from the city and the states and the feds and when the flooding was happening was absolutely terrific. It's what radio is about. Here's the information. It's right here. I also really appreciated the half hour that you had recently where you talked about, and people should go back and find it on the stream, where you talked about Donald Trump and his inability to be a good capitalist, if you will, and be able to afford all of us an opportunity for that. Great speech, and you should definitely show that again. You just mentioned that you were thinking about having some situations where people could talk about what can you do with voting where there are questions about it, but also what do you do about protest? I can't think of anything more important, particularly with the notion of understanding that soon the National Guard will be probably cruising around Milwaukee and Madison. Soon, that's a very likely proposition. So given that, where can I shoot from with my camera? Can they take it away from me? Can I get it back? I shoot from my front steps? Is that fine under Fourth Amendment? Can they come up to me and take it from me? These are the sorts of questions that I find very interesting and important to go through because we're starting to see that stuff happen in Washington, D.C. So I would love to hear a show or part of a show that would be on that. And do highlight it. Give us a promo so we know that's coming down the pike and we can make sure to have our questions all ready for you. Thanks a lot, gals. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. So Joe, you're the bomb, first of all, as all of our listeners are, even those that disagree with me and folks like my guest, Angela. I just want to answer Joe's question really briefly about photographing or videotaping when you are engaging with law enforcement. One, I highly recommend it. Okay. But you can't, by virtue, if you are the person that is in the engagement, you still have to follow the officer's directions. Right. They may tell you to put down the phone because they want to see your hand. You're going to want to do that. You can set it down and leave it recording. Follow officer's directions. If you are surrounding or by a person that is having an interaction with an immigration official, someone executing an immigration non-warrant baloney piece of paper that some random person at ICE signed that has no legal effect at all. Anyways, I digress. You're doing that. You got somebody that's protesting, interacting with law enforcement of any stripe. Again, first things first, follow law enforcement direction. They may tell you to back up, back up, back up. You should probably be following that, but you can continue to tape the or record, whether that's audio or photographs, whatever it is. If they are in public, if you are not inside of a federal building, and that's key, once you're on federal property inside of a federal building, that is no longer considered generically public. Now, it depends on where you are in the building, but for these purposes this afternoon, I just wanted to get those clear points out there. And yes, Joe, we will promote that show because there is so much to be talked about. Angela, we didn't get to the detainer requests. I will
with Dr. Guest.
Yeah, I got Dr. Brennan coming on, Wisconsin's ACLU executive director, to talk about sheriffs profiting over arguably illegal detainer requests. Thanks so much, Angela. We're always doing some work here on the show. Great to talk with you. Yeah, you take care. Again, thanks to Angela Lang, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities out of Milwaukee. Don't go anywhere. Wisconsin's Executive Director of the ACLU is up next. We discuss profiteering off of people's pain right here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.